Hey Potters, welcome to episode 277 of Cosplay the Podcast for all things cosplay.
Yay.
Hi everybody, happy Friday.
Happy, not Yay. Quite summer, but really summer because it's really stinking warm outside, but not 100 degrees yet. We're supposed to have a quote unquote cooler summer, which for us really means not 110, but like 105, 106, maybe. If we're lucky.
They've already told us they can't produce enough power for us this summer and that we might have rolling blackouts.
Which is hilarious.
To try and, you know, to meet demand. And it's just like, great, now I'm going to have to plan which portions of my cosplay I can work on at a time. Because if I don't have power, there are certain things that I can't work on, like sewing for one, unless I'm going to hand sew. And if I hand sew, I have to have light. I can't use any of my gadgets, so I can't use like my Dremel. And it more or less limits to me to things that I can work on outside in daylight. So in other words, if it's 8 p.m. at night, I'm not gonna have very much daylight left, because at night I can work on sewing inside, I have light. But at that point, all I could basically do would be spray paint things.
When it's 100 degrees outside.
Glue things together. Exactly. Which may or may not work, because as you've heard me rant many times on my soapbox, Mother Nature in Texas is not terribly accommodating.
No.
When it comes to working with smelly, smelly chemicals outside, because they have a very distinct range that you can use them in and have them work reliably. And 105 is not in that range.
It's a little above
neither
the range.
Nor for spray paint.
It's a little above that range.
It's fantastic for resin because it helps resin cure faster.
It cures faster, but you have to be careful with the humidity.
That's about it. Exactly. Which, you know, DFW has plenty of.
We don't need more. If it could go down, that'd be great.
Please no. Yes, so it is in fact summer. And summer conventions have already started. For those going to Project Acon this weekend, have fun. For those going to DreamHack this weekend, have fun. For those going to all of the other conventions around the world, have fun.
And be safe.
And wear those cosplays. Yes, please. That is number one. Number one is safe. Number two is safe. Number three, have fun. Yes, I said be safe twice.
That's fine.
It's that important, folks.
It is that important.
Indeed. Speaking of cosplay and working on cosplay in the summer, of course, you will notice I am empty-handed again because my 8 yards of now gathered fabric is sitting on my sewing table waiting to be sewn together.
Yay!
It took me this long to properly gather it by hand because I had to gather it two times. I may have twirled in it once or twice.
I told you, you gotta twirl. It's part of the magic of having the full circle skirt, especially when it's so big like that.
At least I tried to twirl because, again, I don't have a large enough area in my abode for, like, all 8 yards to be spread out around me without hitting furniture. So it was like a mini twirl. But, yes, it just needs to be sewn together and then add the clasp, and it's done. Huzzah.
Nice.
Then it's just adhering the last portion of the corset, which needs to be laid down. And making the petal sleeves. And then it will be done. That's it. End of cosplay. And it's actually a very appropriate cosplay for summer because it is a halter type dress. So no sleeves. Very, very light fabric. Yes, it is white. So it will probably be very, very attractive to dirt and all sorts of things that will stain it. So I'm going to have to keep a very sharp eye out at conventions, especially when eating. In fact, I will probably have to either only eat in my room when I wear it up in my hotel room, or I'm going to have to bring some sort of like cheap sheet or apron or something to put over it so that I don't get anything on it.
We're going to make you a giant bib and it just completely covers you from head to toe.
Val is just going to make two cuts in one of those dollar store bed sheets.
Yes.
You know, the two cuts on the side just so that my arms have a place to go.
Yes.
And then the rest of it's just going to drape down across me down the chair.
And then we're fine. You got yourself covered. We're good.
Yep. And then as soon as I'm done using it, just chuck it in the washing machine and we're done. Ready for the next con. See, now I'm going to have to sew myself a little con backpack to carry my little bedroll of an apron in. Because I can't fit it in pockets. It's too much fabric.
It's too much fabric. But, I mean, it's also thin fabric, so you might be able to.
Although, because I have not fully sewn the skirt down yet, I can still add pockets.
You can always add
pockets. I haven't done so yet. But I could, because I haven't finished sewing all the seams together yet.
Do it! Pockets make everything better.
I need to see if I have enough satin left over for pockets, because remember, I used the vast majority of the fabric that I had. So if I don't have enough satin left over, I may need to dig through my cotton or my polycotton stash to see if I can find fairly sizable pieces, like maybe yay big.
Yeah.
This is about 6 inch by 8 inch. Because you need about enough pocket space for your hand to fit in. And I have big hands. So, yeah, I'll have to go through my fabric stash to see if I have enough for pockets.
As somebody who's made a butt ton of dresses and skirts, pockets make everything better. I know I've got pockets on Evelyn, and she doesn't have pockets on her skirt. But you know what? Boy, howdy, I needed pockets. So we're having pockets.
Actually, Sakura, that is a really good idea. But I don't know how to do it. I have a bag like that. I actually have a backpack that folds in on itself and then zips shut in a little, it's like, what do they call those? The pouches that women carry, the little handbags. I forget what they're called. They have a name.
Clutch. There's a ton of them.
It's called a clutch.
Oh, a clutch. Okay.
Yeah. It rolls up into its own bag and then zips, and it's the size of a clutch.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to make them.
I accidentally made one with my Bulbasaur backpack. You can actually fold it in on itself and zip it closed. It was not intentional. It just kind of happens that way. So, accident?
I'll have to look it up on the internet. I'm sure the internet can tell me how to make a self-folding bag kind of thing.
Oh, easily. Easily.
Yeah. So, that's actually not a bad idea. And then I can just stuff the little clutch.
Mm-hmm.
Inside a bag or a carry pouch, because the dress is enough. I could wear like a little tiny backpack if I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would ruin the look. I just can't have anything like a tote bag.
Sure.
Because that's a little much. But yeah, that has been my cosplay updates.
Nice.
Lots and lots and lots of hand sewing very carefully, because I keep knotting the thread accidentally. Ugh.
We need to get you one of those wax things. You can run your thread through it.
I have material I could use to wax it. I'm afraid to when it comes to satin, because I'm afraid of staining the fabric.
Depends on the material.
The material of the fabric or the material of the wax?
The wax.
Okay. I'll have to see. Maybe I'll look up on the forums to see if anybody's like used certain products with satin before.
Hang on. Let me see if I've got mine in my little pouch here. I do not, but there's one that I use specifically for cross stitching that works fantastic, and it works on satin. There's no mess, no residue left behind.
Okay. Yeah, that's my only concern with it.
Sure, that makes sense. I
don't want to
stain
what I've worked so hard on.
Sure.
I even have to keep it away from water, because it will water stain, and I know this from experience.
Of course it will, because it's satin.
Yes. Especially, well, I mean, this satin in particular, it has gotten wet before.
Mm.
Like scraps of it have gotten wet before when I accidentally knocked something over. So I know for sure it stains. It's so hard to work with these fabrics. It's my fault for choosing these cosplays. But it's fine. The next one that I'm going to work on is either going to be Jedi Pyrrha, or it's going to be the Lolita type outfit, which will be more satin, because that's what I have a ton of right now.
Not white, I hope.
No.
Okay.
Very royal purple.
Okay, good. Different option. Great.
Yeah, it is a mix of different shades of purple, and then I have a really nice brocade.
Oh, good.
That I'm going to use for the obi that I actually got at a fabric trade meet at a con. It's only 1 yard, so I couldn't, there's nothing else I can really use the brocade for. It's not enough fabric for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I can use it for this, and I think it will look really pretty.
That'll be pretty.
Yeah. This was originally the fabric I was going to use for Empress Soraka, but I've decided not to do that costume. So I'm going to use the fabric for something else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted a Lolita outfit because conventions are having a lot more like steampunk tea kind of things. And I've always wanted to attend, but you have to be in a certain kind of outfit to be able to go. So yay. Your turn.
My turn. Okay, so I haven't really gotten a whole lot done because life has just been an absolute nightmare as of late. But I can actually say, the book is together as one piece. Everything is glued. Hooray! Including all the raised portions that have just become monstrous everywhere. It sits, nothing falls off, shaking it all around. It's all great, and it's very lightweight. I actually want to sit and like weigh this sucker. I don't have any way to weigh it, but I will figure out some way to do it. How many times can I say the word weigh?
It's light, but the way you handle it, it has heft.
There's heft to it. I mean, you can hear it. There's heft to it, and I'm sure I could probably hurt somebody with this, but I mean, it wouldn't. I mean, what am I going to do with this? I'll just bonk somebody on the head and be done with it. So
I mean,
yeah.
It would be like hitting them in the head with a pillow.
Basically, it's a little bit more rougher than a pillow.
Right.
Because most of the density is like right here in the center. So you're just like.
Right. Because that's where everything's glued. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the fact that this is going to be nice and sturdy for me, but still lightweight. And if something happens to it, easy fix because it's just foam. Yay.
I'm really looking forward to seeing it with a paint job.
I am too.
With the paint job on it.
I
think it'll look really good.
Looking forward to the paint job on this one, but I can't quite do that yet because I got to figure out what the heck the binding situation is going to be.
How is it bound in the movies? Is it a standard book binding where it has like hinges on the side?
Sort of. It's weird. It's got this long tube on the end and it's got these weird coils wrapped around it. And along those coils becomes the bird mechanisms. The birds are on all four of the scarabs. It's weird.
Okay.
It's very weird. The ones that are on the part of the book that you actually open are like their own individual mechanism. Yeah. So I've still got to figure out how I want to make that work because it's just in my brain. I'm like, okay, how do I take the 2D version and make that into 3D? That's always my biggest struggle. I can do it with fabric. I have a hard time doing it with anything for props and armor. It takes me forever and a day. And this is the part I knew was going to take me a while. So my best thought is I'll probably sketch something out in Photoshop and maybe layer it with foam. And then from that, model over it with foam clay to kind of give it more depth. Right. And I think that's how I'm going to do it. And I should be
That's
okay.
probably best because your next best alternative would be to layer foam. And that doesn't quite give the effect I think that you're looking for.
Exactly. Because I need it to be nice and clean. Like unlike the book pages where obviously you got to see that it's a freaking book. That makes sense. With these pieces, they need to be smooth as much as possible. Right. So yeah, I just got to play with a couple of things. I've got a lot of scrap foams of like the 2 millimeters, so I can probably play test that for a little bit before I move on to the big honkin' stuff that's more expensive and I have so little of left. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's coming together and I'm with you. I'm ready to do the paint job on this, but I can't. So I got to wait until it's all done because the whole stinking thing needs to be one color.
Soon,
TM.
Indeed.
So yeah, that's what I've been working on slowly but surely. It's getting there. Yay. I wish we were done.
That's usually the case with cosplay as you're working through it. It's like, just want this to be done. I just want this to be done. And as soon as you're done with it, you're like, okay, what's the next one? There's no break.
My concern right now is I keep looking at this going like, is this thing too big? Because this is a big, hefty book. But then I was also like, but it's this big in the movie because I made it to the exact dimensions. Right. Was it really this big? And I just keep second guessing myself. But like, yeah, no, it really was this big honking piece of stuff. It's going to be weird.
I mean, it's not meant to be a little like golden book that you read.
No.
I mean, it's meant to be a hefty prop of a sacred book that was made way, way back in human history.
I am going to have a fun time holding this thing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be like, I don't know how to carry this. It's just always going to be there. At least it's lightweight. That's the saving grace. And that's why I made it lightweight.
I just had this image in my head, Val. I know you can't do this now because the book is done.
Yeah.
But if you've ever seen the tutorials or the instructables where you can take a book, an old book that you don't want anymore, and you cut out a box shape in the middle of the book and you turn it into like a safe. I had this image of you turning your book into like a giant pocket.
That was my original intent until I realized how heavy everything was going to be, because I would want it to be much more stable than foam.
Right.
Far more stable than foam. And actually,
you can't do it now. Just
I can't do it now. Well, I mean, I could fudge it and make it work somehow, but it wouldn't be right. My book that I made for my Diablo character, that one is actually like a backup storage spot for me. Because it does open and you can put stuff into it.
I mean, when you go to conventions, sometimes you have to be creative with how you're going to hold things that you have to carry with you, like your wallet, like your badge if you need it, if you need to carry money with you to get food at the con, or if you need to carry back anything you buy from the dealer's den. Like, you don't want to just carry around one of the plastic bags that they give you.
No.
You want to be stylish and in costume and in character.
I wonder if I could make the binding sturdy enough that I could attach a couple of clasps to it and a strap, so that way I could actually have it hang off my shoulder in cases where I need to just not be holding it.
You could.
Something to ponder.
You could.
Something to ponder. But yeah, there you go. There's my cosplay update.
Huzzah!
I'm trying. I'm trying to get one prop done. It's rare for me.
And around Halloween, you can summon it by calling for your book.
Yeah.
Wrong book, wrong movie, I know.
It's fine.
Shall we get into today's topic?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. So today's topic for discussion is something I came upon as I was trawling through the internet, looking at folks who are preparing for all the upcoming conventions that are taking place this weekend. And there's a lot of cosplay competitions taking place this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And as somebody who is an old school fan of anime and comics and such, I know that generally everybody likes to do the very canon way of cosplaying characters. But occasionally you end up seeing somebody that's just done this amazing original take on a character. They've turned it on its head, and you look at it and you go, that is so cool. I want to do that. Or you'll see somebody's art, original art of a character, which hasn't been turned into a cosplay. It's just somebody's mental retake on that character. And you're like, that is so cool. Is it okay to take someone's original idea and turn it into a cosplay? That is today's topic. And I'm wrestling this with this myself, because I think I may have either discussed it with you all before or shown it to you all, but somebody fed Princess Zelda into an AI and asked it to come up with Celtic takes on Princess Zelda. And the output was amazing, at least to me, because I'm also a Zelda fan. And I looked at that and went, I so want to make that for Ren Faire, because it would fit in very well with Ren Faire.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my idea. It's somebody else's idea. Especially with it being from AI. The AI was trained on a bunch of people's art. That could have come from someone's art on DeviantArt, for all I know. Because the AI doesn't tell you that. So this could be someone's original art that it took from, or adapted art. So is it okay? I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about it, because as much as I would love to do homage to these amazing pieces of art and these amazing takes on characters, it belongs to that person. I may not necessarily know who that person is, and I may not necessarily be able to contact them to get permission.
Mm-hmm.
So could I just go off and do it? Yeah. It could also be seen as into the intellectual property theft.
Sure.
And I kind of also think about the fact that what if it were me who made the art? or if somebody took one of my cosplays, if I had done an original take on a character, like I'm doing with Athena right now, I'm doing an original take on an art book. Well, what if somebody takes that? Do I care? For me, honestly, no, I don't. If you want to take my idea, go right ahead. Please don't sell it and make money off of me. Don't commercialize it. And I would say the same in for myself. If I see someone else's idea, if I were to take it and make it for myself, I would only make it for myself. I would not allow it to be made on commission. So I wouldn't make it for anybody else, nor would I ever sell it. I wouldn't sell my own copy either. I would just take it apart and reuse the parts. I would never make money. So I would want the same if somebody did it to me. Just don't make money off me. Other than that, don't care. I'm so easygoing about this, honestly.
You're just like, that's fine, whatever.
As long as it's not hurting somebody's ability to make a living,
mm-hmm.
then generally I'm not against it. But if that artist is, say, selling prints of that character, I would potentially be impacting their ability to make a living. Not cool. You know, our artists are people too and deserve to make a living. And same thing with people who make cosplay.
Mm-hmm. Well, to answer the initial question, I think the short answer for me is yes, it's okay as long as you get permission. I think that's the key thing there is getting the permission, because you have original characters, you have original design ideas, you have unique takes on certain characters. Like what popped up in my mind immediately is Sunset Dragon. I know that her artwork is very prolific amongst cosplayers, but it's also, she makes it a point on like, this is okay to cosplay. She'll put it on each one of the things that she posts. Like, you can cosplay this, you can cosplay this. Mm-hmm. Or if it's a special commission, you cannot cosplay this. She makes it very clear cut what is okay and what is not okay. And that's fine. Like, if they say you can cosplay it, go for it. You make the thing, you do the thing, whatever. Cool. As long as you have permission, I don't see a problem with it. It's when you get into that area of you couldn't get permission or they said no and you still go ahead and do it anyway. Or if you don't even bother with permission and you're just like, I'm going to do this regardless. Especially in the age of the internet where it is very easy to kind of find things with art. It's like, okay, it's ethically dubious. And then you're also kind of pushing against that. It just feels cringy. It's like you didn't get the permission or you just went ahead and did it regardless of the artist's feelings or their concerns or their wants or their needs. Because again, if they're producing the content in order to make a living, like this is their job, you're potentially pulling income away from them by reproducing it in a different fashion. I mean, and you could also be like, you know, I'm just doing this as a homage to a person, like understandable, but you can't sell prints of the thing. You can't be offering yourself cosplay services while wearing the costume. Like anything that you could potentially get income from by wearing the cosplay that's in reference to a thing that you didn't get permission for, that's also like a big no-no gray area, if that makes sense in all my rambling. I think what Tamlin said is good is just don't do it for competitions. I think that's a good safe one because you're using something that whether or not you got permission for, that could be kind of a gray area too. If you didn't get permission to do it, I would say don't try to make any type of monetary thing out of it. Like just stay away from doing it altogether. There are some people who are going to be like, whatever, I'm going to do it anyway. We can't stop them. It just is what it is. But don't take that extra step to go to cosplay contest and try to win stuff for it. It's just icky feeling and people definitely look like will frown upon it.
How do you feel about people cosplaying Sakizo?
I don't have a problem with it.
I would consider those original characters. In other words, they're not from an anime.
Sure.
They're not from a TV show. They're not from a property, a series.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I literally just Googled Sakizo cosplay and I'm seeing all these images of these elaborate, gorgeous costumes. I would wager money that very few of them, if any, asked permission.
Yeah, and I don't know.
And I would also wager money that several of them have competed in these.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know what Sakizo position is on any of that. It's hard to really say for sure. I don't know. I don't even know the history of Sakizo either. So I'm very much ignorant about it. I don't know if it's just art books. I don't know if it's a type. You didn't say it was a manga or anything like that. They're all original characters, correct. Right?
Right.
So
as far as I know, these are either original characters or original takes on existing characters.
Because I remember there was a Sakizo Alice in Wonderland. I've seen art pieces mm-hmm. of those. So I know that there's like mm-hmm. mixes of it. So I'm wondering if they're okay with it, given the setting that they're in.
It looks like, assuming that this is the real artist's DeviantArt, because Sakizo is on DeviantArt. Mm-hmm. So if this is real, their profile says, I love my illustrations cosplayers.
No, okay.
It doesn't necessarily say that they give permission for people to make cosplays of them, but at least those that have done so seem to have gotten the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But even in this case, for something like this, I think my original opinion would still stand, that it's as long as you are not taking away from this person's ability to make a living,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it. And I would also agree with Tamlin. For something like those costumes, even if Sakizo has said, you know, I love the cosplayers of my illustrations, I would still say don't compete in those. As elaborate as they are, as beautiful as they are, as many awards as they've won, I would still say no contests. But that would just be my opinion on it. Okay, I'm reading what Tamlin has mentioned in chat about an original spin on a well-loved character from Legend of Zelda. And yeah, that would be a nifty idea. Ah, okay. So somebody did ask permission. Good. Ideally, if you can ask permission, you should.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least you should make a good faith effort.
Sure.
Because it is possible that the person who made the original art is no longer living. It's also possible that they don't have social media contact. And there is no way to contact them. But at least you should make a good faith effort to try and find that information before you stop and say, sorry, can't get permission, let's go. At least try. Because that's kind of the whole moral of the thing.
Mm-hmm. It's taking somebody else's work and doing your interpretation on it. Mm-hmm. It's just weird. It's all a weird gray sticky area where it just can go in so many different directions. The only other thing that I could really think of adding is, if you don't get permission for something, or you see something and it clearly says do not cosplay from this, but you really love the idea, you love the thought process behind it, you think the design is cool, you could take that as an inspiration, but make something else. You could use base mm-hmm. pieces of it, like I like the style of the dress, so let's use the style of the dress, but let's make a twist on it. I know that's mm-hmm. what I did with my Bulbasaur costumes. I didn't want it to be a one-to-one copy of so many of the other Gaijinkas out there. I wanted to do my own thing with it. So that's what I did, is I pulled mm-hmm. multiple resources and pulled that all together to create the design that I did. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. You could alternatively just make it into a different kind of costume.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a really amazing dress, make a pantsuit. You can still take inspiration from it. You can still do like similar trim or similar armor. Note that I'm not saying the same. I'm saying just similar. Your take on it. But that should still be okay within reason.
Within reason, yeah.
Yeah, obviously if the person is deceased, then you can't get permission for one. But I would still make an effort to try and find an estate. Because some of the more famous folks that do art and this sort of thing will have estates, or they'll have agents. So at least you can try. With AI generated things, you won't always know yeah. whose idea it came from.
You don't know the source, and so you don't know how everything kind of came together.
You don't know who to ask. Right. So those I would generally say the same rules apply, with the exception of getting permission, because you can't necessarily. Mm-hmm. If you do recognize the image and you know where it came from, or if you see somebody post on the internet and say, this is my art, there's your source. Take it at face value. I mean, you don't have to pay them money or anything, but you can go ask them and say, hey, is it okay if I cosplay this?
Yeah, I'd still shy away from AI.
If you can't find anything, I would still keep it away from competition.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to cosplay it on the convention floor, I'd be okay with that. Not on the stage. On the stage really needs to be your interpretation, your creativity, your craftsmanship. Because that's kind of the whole point of the competition.
Yeah, there's so few cosplay contests out there that allow for original characters or for different spins on characters. They are pretty much like, we want you to be some form of the character as they appear in the manga, the anime, TV, movie, whatever. So it's not very often that you'll run into that situation, but when you do, it does happen.
It may happen more with the advancement of DALL-E, because I think once people see what it's really capable of, then people will start asking it for original takes on well-loved characters. So you can say, please show me how to make, somebody suggested in chat, Lord of the Rings Link. Yeah, you could ask DALL-E for an image of that and it would happily provide one for you. Now, granted, AI can't give you 3D.
No.
Yet.
Just flat.
It will only give you flat 2D images. And usually it will not give you like back, front, side, as you would need for reference images to make a full cosplay. It will only give you one perspective, and one is it. So it's a lot harder to build a costume from, for one, but for two, just like you said, most competitions won't allow it. And part of the reason is because the judges have to have something to reference. If all you get from AI is just that one shot, then that's also all the judges are going to have. And it makes it really hard for them to judge your accuracy based on one image. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier when you have something from anime, from manga, from manhwa, where you have multiple perspectives of that character. And it's something that can be very well known. Generally, if it's from anime, comics, and that sort of thing, the judges will be familiar with it on a surface level, even if they haven't watched it. If I say, oh yeah, this is from Naruto, most people will know what I'm talking about, even if they haven't watched the whole series. Can't really do the same for original characters, and so it's a lot harder.
Yeah, I know that's one of the hardest things that it's, because we have allowed original characters for the AllCon contest before. We're just like, yeah, sure, sign up. I've always had to been like, okay, make sure you provide like 3 to 5 reference images of your character from multiple angles, because the judges need to have something in order to compare the accuracy of the character that's in your head to the character that is standing in front of them.
Right. And we're doing that because part of what we're judging on in the competition is craftsmanship and accuracy. How close, not necessarily how accurate were you to the manga? How accurate were you to the anime? Are you wearing contact lenses in that eye
color? Not like that.
Not like that. It's how accurate were you to your reference images that you chose. Mm-hmm. So if you did an art book version, don't care about the anime. I'm going to go look at the art book images version you provided.
Yes.
Right. So we're going to judge you based on what you chose as your reference. And if the judges don't have that, as we found out at AllCon, if you didn't provide a reference image and it was an original character, it's a lot harder to give you craftsmanship and accuracy points because they don't know what they're comparing against. Mm-hmm. This is not to discourage anyone from joining in competition. Please join in competition. Please come compete, not just at AllCon, but at any con that you want to go to. Please do that. It is a great experience for everybody. And it's really a learning experience too. We're simply saying that it's our opinion that you shouldn't compete using someone else's intellectual property. Mm-hmm. Make it your own. Make it your own intellectual property. Then you can consider it. But on the con floor, anything goes.
Yeah.
As long as it's legal. As long as it's legal.
It's legal within the con's rules.
Yes, the con and your local, you know, public decency laws. Other than that, anything goes. as we have sometimes seen on the con floor.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
There are pictures. If you don't believe us, go look at the internet.
That's what the internet's for.
Exactly. And Sakura has a point. Gajinka is the same. And it's not just Pokemon Gajinka. It's any kind of
Gajinka. All the Gajinka, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much any sort of like modern serial take on a lot of these characters works the same way. Because there are a lot of artists that will do series where they do their own takes on various characters from a series. And they're gorgeous. Art books are actually kind of the same way too, because an art book is just an illustrator's take on fancifying a certain set of characters from a series. They're blinging it up.
And
art books
pose.
Are gorgeous. Also true. But at least most of the time, they'll at least give you multiple perspective shots of that character.
Not Clamp.
Clamp is an exception.
As the person who's cosplayed from Clamp art book, not Clamp.
Clamp is their own thing.
Clamp is a jerk and does not like to show the backsides of anything, and it's very frustrating.
And yes, Tamlin, it does have to be legal unless you would like to be ejected from the con. The choice is yours. I promise you will not like the experience.
Goodness.
But yeah, I think we're of similar opinions as to the chat on how we feel about taking somebody else's idea and using it for your own cosplay.
Don't do it unless you get permission. And if you can't get the permission, then make it your own. Do something different with it. Spin it. Add different trim, add different decor, do a different color, do a different pantsuit. Don't care. Make it your own.
Yeah, the whole point of these is to inspire you.
Yeah.
As a cosplayer.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to do it exactly the same way they did, but even if you were to see, like, somebody did a Renaissance take on a certain character, well, you can also do research on Renaissance costumes and then take that idea and run with it and see, okay, well, what else can I incorporate into this? And look at other costumes and go, oh, I want to take a little bit of this, a little bit of this, a little bit of this, put it all together and you get a new cosplay. That's okay.
Magic.
I encourage that. Pretty much. Yes. Add a little bit of time, add a little bit of money, add a whole bunch of effort, blood, sweat, and tears. Mix it around, put it in the oven. Out comes a costume.
If only Yay. It were that simple.
I know.
If only.
And now we're going to reminisce on all of the toys we had as kids in the chat.
Oh, that's what the after session is for.
I know what after session is for. Are we good on the topic for today?
We are good on the topic. I'm more just a little disappointed that Google doesn't have a dinosaur emoji that I could share. But okay, we're going to roll with it.
It's fine. If you would like to join in the conversation and let us know not only what toys you played with in your childhood, but any original takes that you've done on your own cosplays, feel free to let us know via any of our social media, which of course you can find here.
Those who are watching us, the information is located underneath Amber over there to the left. For those who are listening, visit us at cospod.org on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay Podcast and YouTube and Twitter at CosPodcast. Tamlin found the dinosaur. Thank you. That's why I got distracted.
You can also email us dinosaur emojis podcast@cosplay.org, where you'll get an answer from each one of us along with selected Nick Cage memes and apparently dinosaur emojis now.
Yay!
Spam chat. Otherwise, please stay safe this weekend at all of those lovely conventions. Please stay healthy. Keep working on all of those cosplays for the next convention, where hopefully we will see all of your smiling, shining faces ASAP. Otherwise, we will see you all next time in episode 278. Happy cosplaying, everybody. Enjoy the dinosaurs.
Bye, everyone.